This study investigates the impact of the economic and social policies and programs of non-governmental organizations in the area of poverty alleviation in Iran. The research method is grounded theory, and the Strauss-based grounded theory approach was employed for data analysis. The statistical population includes studies, interviews, and discussions related to poverty alleviation initiatives conducted by NGOs and the government. Data were analyzed using grounded theory methodology and coding procedures. The analysis results indicate that five main concepts play a key role in the poverty alleviation process: the provision of basic needs, cash and credit assistance, empowerment, social cohesion between the poor and other segments of society, and the capacity of NGOs. The provision of basic needs, which accounts for 18.72% of the total concept frequency, includes indicators such as access to primary healthcare, housing, and nutrition. This underscores the importance of access to foundational resources for improving the living conditions of the poor. Cash and credit assistance, comprising 11.8% of the identified concepts, serve as immediate tools for poverty reduction. The availability of financial facilities and direct cash support is of critical importance in this area. Empowerment, with a frequency of 38.25%, is identified as the most significant concept in the poverty alleviation process. In this context, skill development and the creation of employment opportunities are key, highlighting the necessity of enabling individuals to improve their economic conditions. Social cohesion between the poor and other societal groups, representing 8.44% of the concepts, contributes to reducing inequalities and enhancing social solidarity. NGO capacity, with a frequency of 22.79%, emphasizes the importance of the social capital of NGOs and their ability to mobilize public support for poverty reduction efforts. This research demonstrates that poverty alleviation in Iran can only be effectively achieved through the coordinated and complementary implementation of these strategies and the optimal utilization of the capacities of both NGOs and the government.